time to knock some things off your bucket list. First up, travel the world. If you've always wanted to visit Hong Kong or vacation in the Swiss Alps and wondered what it was like, well, Jeanette, Yvette, and Tina got the scoop for you. These jet-setting divas are always at some fun and exotic place experiencing the best of what life has to offer. And each week, they'll tell you all about it. These ladies are always high-flying loads of fun.
This is Jeanette.
Hey, this is Yvette.
And this is Tina, and we're the jet-setting divas.
Well, ladies, we're so excited about launching our podcast last week, and we want to have a party. We want to invite people out, especially with Valentine's Day coming up, and show the love that we've gotten. Are you all excited about our launch?
It's going to be awesome. A lot of people are going to be there.
We're going to meet at Hugo's. Yeah, we're going to meet at Hugo's between 5 and 8 next Thursday.
So look for those invitations out there. We're going to send out invitations. It's kind of like our launch, post-launch party. We've kind of launched some podcasts, and we're ready to kind of really, really get everybody engaged in, you know, what's going on with the divas and how we're traveling and what we have planned.
Yeah, so there's a lot of events coming up and a lot of traveling that will be done this coming year, and it's going to be awesome. And we want to let everybody know, you know, get on in. We're going to give you a whole lot of travel tips.
Yeah,
a lot of fun.
Yeah. There's a lot of exciting things. Hey guys, did you hear about the rodeo in Houston? You know, me and Yvette are from Houston.
Yvette, who's
some of the key acts there?
Lizzo. And I didn't even know it. I asked my mom last week. I was like, well, who's going to be, you know, at the Black Heritage event at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo? And she was like, I don't know. They haven't really said anything. So I looked it up online. They had all these other people planned. And I was like, I don't see anything. You know, like, what's going on? Then I got
it's
back.
It's been a big secret. It's been a big secret. But it was a big explosion
and
when
Lizzo
they
was.
Came out.
And guess what? The tickets were on sale, and they said they sold out.
Yes, they sure have. Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, me and Yvette, we grew up in Houston. So, you know, and being a part of the rodeo has been just a big thing. And, you know, it's always been something that they've always had a Black Heritage Night. And it's great to, you know, because they continue this after, you know, many years of Black Heritage. And especially with Black History Month.
Everybody always looks forward to.
So always, somebody like, you know, me who's never been, what is the big thing about the rodeo? Because I mean, I've never been to the rodeo. I've never been to the Black rodeo. But what do you all like the most about going to this Houston rodeo? And why should somebody like me who's never been, I mean, I like Lizzo, but why should I go?
Yeah, but there's a lot of events. I mean, you definitely, you know, when you go, it's kind of like the fair and things like that.
All
a lot of great eats. But, you know, when they focus on Black Heritage, I think one of the key things that they do is they really try to bring in Black artists, Black vendors, Black events.
Okay.
You know, they have the Zydeco tent. They have a lot of things that they're really doing
to
support the heritage.
I was trying to think of the name of that, Tina. It's the Hideout is what they call it. That they have. Well, it's there the whole time the rodeo is going on. The rodeo goes on what like 3 weeks. It's a long event, and the Hideout on Black Heritage Night, they do have a Zydeco band there also.
Wow. Okay.
And this year is going to be Leon Chavez and the Zydeco Flames.
Yeah.
And in the past, they've had Chris Arduan, Keith Frank. You know,
they have a lot of things. And another thing great about the rodeo is, you know, they also feature a lot of high schools and they have a lot of agricultural areas that they, you know, actually raise different animals and it's very kind of all inclusive. So all of those kids that are going into agricultural and wanting to go into veterinary, they actually have a great program to showcase things that they've done throughout the year as well.
So I've got a question. I've never been, and I am interested in maybe going to the Zydeco. Do I have to buy a ticket for the whole evening, or can I just go to that?
Yeah,
your
things run out, and I'm telling you, they are selling out because, you know, Houston has a large population of folks that are
you get one ticket for everything? Or
No. You can just buy an entrance ticket until the carnival, and that will get you into the Hideout, the Zydeco deal.
All right.
Now, if you specifically want to go and see Lizzo, you're going to have to buy your Lizzo ticket. Now, your Lizzo ticket is going to cover everything.
Okay, all right.
But
okay.
There are going to be people there that is not going to go and see Lizzo. They just going to fit into all the other events. And that's going to cover them into the Zydeco hideout. It's going to get them into the carnival. It's going to get them into the
carnival.
Deal,
I forgot about the carnival.
Where they can go and see
that's
the animals, you know, and stuff like
so
that.
We gotta, so we got to decide which one we want, which ticket we want to go with.
Oh, yeah, so that's great. Yeah. So, yeah, the rodeo. But, yeah, you guys remember, you know, last year we went to the Cincinnati Music Festival.
Oh, that was wonderful.
Yeah, great
awesome.
Lineup, great folks.
Mm-hmm.
I know this, like, has been this has been something that folks have done for years and years and years, and I know that the lineup has had some really, really great acts this year.
So for this year, I already checked it out. We posted it on our site on Facebook and also on our website that, you know, there on Thursday night, it's Charlie Wilson. He's the headliner. And then
it's Friday.
On Friday night. And then Saturday night is Janet Jackson.
Yeah. And if you don't know a lot about the Cincinnati Music Festival, it's a 2-day event. They fill it with great artists. There's a lot of things going on, a lot of vendors, there are a lot of things going on inside and outside of the area where they're having the event, but it's a great event, and they usually pack it with so many folks. I know that they have Jonathan Butler and a whole bunch of other folks.
So that's what
definitely.
I saw.
Even
Jonathan Butler is on Friday night, so I know you want to see, and I want to see him too. Yeah,
yeah. You know, Tony hasn't been together as a group in so long, and they're also going to be performing on that Friday night, which it will be a great treat to see all of the group together.
Wonderful. Yeah, that'll be really
good. Don't forget, on Thursday, it actually is going to kick off on Thursdays, actually, and it's going to be Biz Markie.
He's
going to have a real big party, and he's going to be, you know, Biz Markie is going to be there. They're going to have a DJ. It's going to be nice, so that's going to be like a kickoff.
Yeah, and we've been to some parties. They keep it moving.
Saturday when Janet Jackson hits the stage.
One thing we did last year that I would advise all people to do is to go to the museum.
The Underground Museum.
Yeah,
awesome.
that was really nice, and it was.
And don't forget about that hot chicken. That was some good.
Okay, hot chicken.
I think that was the highlight of my time.
That chicken was good. I forget the name of that restaurant. Do y'all remember the name of it?
Yeah, it was right here. It was right between both of the stadiums, the baseball and the football stadium. But it was very, very good. The hot chicken place. So,
it was really good. And so, ladies, you know, we can maybe we can discuss this next week when we have our launch party, Galentine's Day launch party next week. We could discuss the Cincinnati Music Festival. We can discuss the Lizzo Houston rodeo event.
Yeah. Jeanette, we forgot. Guess who is going to be with Lizzo, though? Chance the Rapper.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Chance the Rapper fan. He's going to be there also performing with her.
All right. Okay. Did you all see who else was coming on other days? Because, I mean, we could go another day.
Oh, you know those other days are country and western.
Yeah, they do Tejano. They do. They do rock. Okay. They pretty much touch the spectrum of popular singers. So they have something for everyone. But I know that we definitely, you know, always enjoy the African-American Heritage Day. So those are also really great times. But I can't wait till next week. We're going to hang out, invite some folks that we know love to travel and love, you know, understanding and hearing our podcast. And, you know, just getting some different insights also. So I can't wait till next week.
And who knows? They may have ideas about the rodeo in Houston, or they may have other inputs about the Cincinnati Music Festival. So we're looking for any inputs we can get.
Right.
And they also may want to get in on some of our trips. We've got some trips planned.
Yeah.
To Cologne. We've got a Europe vacation plans to Paris, Amsterdam, Italy.
Yeah. Oprah will be here in Dallas on February the 15th. And I got my ticket. So.
All right. Okay.
Excited about that as well.
That is very exciting. Day after Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
you can go show some love for Oprah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're going to be at the launch party next week. So I know a lot of people, they like to live through us. So we have a lot of information. They like to see where we're going. They like to get a lot of information. And so they can plan their vacations also. We're going to be there next week.
We'll have a lot of information.
In Las Colinas, Irving next week from 5 to 8. Come and see us.
And again, we'd like to thank everyone for liking our Facebook and our Instagram pages and all of the folks that have been listening to the podcast. You know, we'd like to thank you so much. You know, we're kind of one of the number one new podcasts that began, and we want to thank everyone for your support. And continue to listen to us on Thursdays.
And this has been Jeanette.
And this is Yvette.
And this is Tina, and we're the Jet Setting Divas. And until next time, talk to you soon.
Tune in next Thursday when the Jet Setting Divas will tell you about another fun destination spot that you'll want to visit. For more on their excursions, log on to ChalettaMakesMeLaugh.com.